Orioles outfielder Lorenzo Cain turning 31 on Thursday, and he would celebrate in style against the Oakland A's.
Center field Rajay slightly shaded toward right center. First base side of the rubber. And here's the 1-0 delivery, and a sinker is lined to center, a base hit. It's 1-0 Kansas City. Scoring is Gordon. Moustakas goes to second. Line drive single to center by Lorenzo Cain. And 1-0 Royals, and still nobody out. 1-0 in favor of the Royals. They have two on and one out. Now the 1-1 delivery, and Perez reaches for it, lines a base hit to right field, and going to third, Moustakas. He's around third. He's going to score easily. And Cain goes from first to third. Salvador Perez gets a breaking ball away and serves it into right field for a base hit. And the Royals here in the bottom of the first have taken a 2-0 lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Healy bends out of there with a fastball, and it's 2-2. A lot of times now, it's Healy and Salvador Perez are discussing this a little bit.
Healy thought it was a little too close, and he shot a look, and Perez was sticking up for Vargas.
I was going to say, this is not exactly a friendly conversation down there. A
couple of heavyweights.
And that's the thing about Vargas. A lot of times, he's not going to throw the fastball for a strike. His idea of that is to try to get the right-hander hitters off the plate and then set up the pitch outside. And there's no doubt that Ryan Healy has taken umbrage with something.
Those back-to-back pitches that came inside, but that's the way Vargas has always pitched. That sets up that great changeup away.
One out, nobody on, top of the second, 2-0 Royals. Vargas throws, and it's swung on and missed by Healy. Elevated, a high fastball out of the zone.
That's a veteran seizing the moment, knowing that Ryan still was thinking about what happened on the previous pitch, and he basically could throw it out of the strike zone to get him to chase because he was so wrapped up in trying to hit it 100 miles.
Here's a 3-2, and off speed, swung on and missed. Well, this is classic Jason Vargas tonight. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed. Three pitches, and Vogt strikes out.
Jason Vargas allows just four hits and one walk over 7-2/3 scoreless frames. KC goes on to win 3-1. So the Royals do avoid the sweep at home, and they improve to 3-6 on the season. Jason Vargas runs his record to 2-0 with a 0.66 ERA. The A's are not able to complete the sweep at Kauffman Stadium. Jesse Hahn allows three runs in six innings in his first start of 2017. The A's will now head back to Oakland and play host to the Astros on Friday. Kendall Graveman will start the opener against Dallas Keuchel.